This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm having some jaw pain, and I know why. It's because I grind my teeth in my sleep. I've been to the dentist. I'm not an idiot. Been to the dentist, and I've seen the dentist. And my teeth are so ground down, you can't even see the enamel. You know, when your teeth are kind of yellow, it's not because you drink coffee, because I don't drink coffee. It's because of the lack of enamel. And so the teeth start getting kind of this yellow color. I have less teeth when I bite down. There's less teeth there, right, because I've been grinding them in my sleep. I don't know why I grind them in my sleep. You know, I mean, I should be in a better mood than I am, but I'm not. And so what the dentist gave me was he made this, and I have to go back and get another one. He made this, you know those bleaching trays? Where they're made of some sort of a plastic material that you put in, the kind of little rubbery, and you sleep with those in there when you do your bleaching. Well, he made something similar for me for grinding, and it's a mouth guard. So you put that on, so rather than grinding down your teeth, you're just chewing on the plastic. The problem is I now have a hole in the guard, which means I have ground down and chewed a hole through the guard. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. It makes no sense. And I wake up and my face hurts, my jaw hurts, and my dreams are good. I don't really dream about work, and work isn't stressful. It used to be. You know, once I close my practice, you know, and I teach, you know, some of the students could maybe get, you know, under my skin, but other than that, I love them. I mean, you know, they're like your babies. They're like your kids. So that's not it. You know, I mean, you know, yeah, my husband snores next to me, so maybe that's what gets, you know, ticks me off. But all I know is I'm having a major, major issue here, and I got to go back to dentist, and I don't like to go back to the dentist. I think the hardest part about going back to the dentist is you're not allowed to talk. Yeah, and I know people are like, no, that's not the hardest part. No, think about it for a second. If somebody puts you in a position where you couldn't talk, you couldn't air a concern, and they were doing something to you with a drill, with an injection, isn't that anxiety producing? I don't have anxiety, but I'm trying to figure out why I don't like going to the dentist. I don't like getting pap smears either. I don't like going to the doctor at all, but at least I could talk right through the whole thing going, yeah, you know, I have a cold, or I have this, whatever. When you go to the dentist, they tell you to open your mouth. I wonder if they're not even looking. They just want to shut you up, and you can't talk when you open your mouth. Now, I still do. Okay, I've got them all figured out. I am still going to talk. And, you know, it's interesting how many dentists figure out what you're saying. You chewed through the guard? Okay, see, you can understand all that. I just don't like the idea of my having to shut up. I feel like my best weapon or my best defense is to be able to shout that something's going on. There's a bad guy that entered the building. There's a fire. This hurts. So when I go to the dentist, I put my cell phone away, and I get my hands ready for hand signals. Now, one day I realized that he wouldn't know what the hand signal means. Okay, and you can't hit the dentist. You can't knock the dentist's hand out of your mouth, because if he doesn't have a drill or if he doesn't have an injection, it could hurt another part of your mouth. I mean, you know, it's when they are inside the cave, they are inside the cave. So what I did the last couple times is I started to talk at least to the hygienist, because the dentist doesn't show up until your mouth is already open. You don't talk. But what I did is I showed the hygienist the hand signals. And I'm like, look, we're going to sit down here for a second, and I'm going to teach you guys how to communicate if I'm not allowed to talk. And hi, Jensen, it's okay. You aren't going to have to say anything. I'm like, yeah, yeah. So number one, this is stop. Okay, so if you see me do this, and basically my hand is like waving all over the place. If you see me use two hands, it means I really mean it, stop, and you're not going to get a copay for this visit. So I basically sat there, and I told, and I taught the hygienist what my hand movements do. But I'm very nervous about going back to the dentist because I just want to be able to talk. Now, many people have anxiety about going to the dentist, and so they don't take care of their teeth. What happens when you don't take care of your teeth? They rot. Right? And then you have deeper issues. And when you have deeper issues with your teeth, what does that turn into? A longer dental visit. And poor dental health could also lead to poor heart health and other issues. But the one thing that I'm noticing that's springing up all over the place are these sedation dental places where they will allow you to sleep when you go in for your deep cleaning or when you go in. I mean, we have to be kind of weenies to need to be sedated to go to the dentist. But I can understand that. If you do have an anxiety issue, and many of us, we don't suffer from anxiety. We just had a bad experience at the dentist. And anxiety is a defense mechanism. So if you had, let's say, a bad experience, something hurt, and now you're going to the dentist, your body, if it's smart, will protect you from being in that situation again. So you're going to be nervous. You're going to be anxious. You're going to want to avoid it. You know, remember, we're animals first. So, you know, animals, they don't, you know, our instinct doesn't tell us, oh, well, you got to go to a dentist, you got to get clean, and you got to, et cetera. Yes, you and I know that if we want to live long lives, we need to make sure we take care of our teeth. We also want to, you know, avoid future pain. But our bodies don't pick that up. Our bodies are animals. We're animals. So we're going to be more tense. And for me, I was able to dissect it down because I don't think I ever had pain, you know, when I went to the dentist. I remember I couldn't stand as a kid those fluoride treatments. You guys remember those fluoride treatments where you had to sit there with, again, like a mouth guard in your mouth and your teeth soaking in a gel that was so disgusting tasting. And my mouth would hurt. I would be clenching. It was so disgusting. You're salivating. And so I'm a little traumatized by those fluoride treatments. But other than that, I really can't claim it was trauma that made me nervous. I really think it's because I'm not allowed to speak. And for X amount of time, I have to be quiet. And what if I have to tell them something's happening? So, I guess I'm going to make an appointment with the dentist. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. All right, so this was being reported in the Washington Post, the Washington Post, where Maryland Governor Larry Hogan had, by the way, I'm a fan because I've been working with all the governor's offices to make a National Blood Donation Week that we did back in September, and we're going to be doing it again. And Governor Larry Hogan had absolutely no reservations about making it a Maryland Blood Donation Day and being a part of the force that wanted to kind of help raise blood for our blood bank. So I thought that was very, very cool. All right. But this is a little concerning, and I think a lot of governors may be following suit, and we need to have a discussion when it comes to our pain pills. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced new measures aimed at addressing the state's growing opioid epidemic. including proposals to limit prescriptions for pain medications and to increase prison terms for drug dealers convicted of distributing opioids that result in lethal overdoses. Now, I love the latter part, increasing the prison terms. I think that's great. Limiting prescriptions for pain medications, I'm a little bit nervous. Now, Governor Larry Hogan is Republican, also signed an executive order establishing a central command center to coordinate local and state efforts to combat opioid abuse, which unfortunately had caused 1,400 fatal overdoses in Maryland last year. And the governor's cousin died of a heroin overdose. So he's going to be introducing legislation to restrict opioid prescriptions to a 7-day supply, with exceptions for certain types of treatments such as cancer and hospice care. Many experts say a growing number of heroin addicts started using the drug as a less expensive way to feed an addiction to prescription painkillers. I see it differently, though. I see more people going to heroin because it's easier than getting pain pills. Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford, also Republican, says we have to cut the pipeline of new users who joined the governor during the announcement at Anne Arundel Medical Center in Annapolis. Rutherford headed a heroin and opioid task force that Hogan established during his first year in office. And again, there's good and bad to this, but we need to have this discussion. I'll finish telling you what the Washington Post said, and we'll discuss. At least 7 states have enacted strict limits on opioid prescriptions over the last 2 years, including Connecticut, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Kentucky adopted such legislation back in 2012. The governor also promised legislation to create a new felony category, allowing sentences of up to 30 years for sales of opioids or synthetic opioids resulting in a lethal overdose, with an exemption for those who sell the drugs to sustain an addiction. Well, when you sell the drugs to sustain, if you're selling the drugs, you're going to jail, and then you need to be, and then you go through rehab while you're in jail. States have approached sentencing for such drug transactions differently, with some using felony murder statutes to increase penalties, while others use manslaughter or depraved heart laws. Hogan's proposed exemption for addicts aligns with a sweeping criminal justice overhaul approved in Maryland last year as part of an effort to shift from punishing drug addiction to treating it. All right, and that's what I think. If you're going to be going to jail, look, selling drugs, if you're selling drugs, that's illegal. There has to be consequences, whether you're an addict or not. If you're an addict, you need to go through treatment and you need to go through rehab. All right. Apparently, they have increased the number of treatment beds in the state by 50% compared to the previous administration, and its 2018 budget includes $4 million in new funding to boost efforts to treat addiction. So, lethal opioid overdoses have skyrocketed. We know this. In Maryland, the number of heroin-related overdose deaths rose 72% to 918, including the first 9 months of last year, compared to the same period a year before. Fatal overdoses related to prescription opioids jumped 17% to 270. So, prescription overdoses are rising and heroin overdoses. And the most dramatic surge has been seen with fentanyl, which is a very powerful synthetic opioid. And they say that's what killed Prince last year. And overdose deaths are rising. So, when these states limit doctors to writing you only a seven-day supply of prescriptions. Okay? What does that mean for you? Well, what is a seven-day supply? How many is that? Now, I've always written 30. So even though I've been doing this for years, I'm concerned. Okay? And I'll tell you why. Now, I wrote 30 pills because 7 days, okay, let's say you are given a Lortab, Percocet, Vicodin, okay? So they don't really make Lortab anymore, but let's say you're told you could take one every 4 to 6 hours. So one every 4 to 6 hours in a 24-hour period, that could be about 6 pills a day. So 6 times 7 days could be 42. Or if you take 4 a day, 4 times 7 is 28. So I would write 30 pills. And anybody that would come into a pharmacy with something higher, it would automatically be known as fake because I only wrote 30 tablets. I'm a family doctor. I don't manage chronic pain, but I want to make sure you have something until you get to where you need to go. Right? If you have a bum knee, usually I could get you into an orthopedist doctor within a week. So then, or if it's not enough, come back. I'll reassess and see what's going on. If you twisted your ankle, okay, and you're still needing that much pain medication for a twisted ankle, come on. All right. Now, with chronic pain, that's not going to touch it. So people having chronic pain or chronic issues are going to be up a creek. And what things can cause chronic pain? Degenerative disc disease, arthritis, failed back surgery syndrome, fibromyalgia, other sorts of arthritis. I mean, there's a whole variety of conditions that may require you needing something for pain. Unfortunately, these things are very, very addictive. And so they are blaming many of these addictions and overdoses on doctors writing them so freely. Yeah, you can blame us doctors, but when patients want it, right, it's not all the doctor's fault. You know, our job is to make sure our patients are not in pain so they don't have to go to illegal substances. You know, I mean, when you have somebody that doesn't want to turn their neck, and I don't want anybody driving on a narcotic, and I always tell people, if you're taking a narcotic, no driving. But when you have somebody with chronic neck pain, such that they don't move their neck, and now they start to build up more arthritis, and now they can't turn their neck, okay? You know, I wish somebody treated his neck pain years ago. And I'm a big fan of chiropractic. I'm a big fan of osteopathic medicine. I'm big fans of this. And I like the idea of using your hands to touch a patient and help them heal. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people beyond that, where, yes, it may help manage some of their pain, but their pain now is so bad that they need medications. So if your doctor is going to only limit you to a 7-day supply, you're going to have to figure out how to make it stretch. But unfortunately, most people who really have pain, they're going to go to something else. They're probably going to go to heroin. Or they're going to go to marijuana. And I predict in my neck of the woods, because Nevada has just legalized marijuana, that we are going to see a huge, huge spike in people using marijuana to treat their pain. Many people take these narcotics to get a high. You get a buzz. Makes work easier. One of my patients said he was taking the Lortab I was giving him. He lied about his neck and back issues. He even went to the orthopedic doctor. He did everything he was supposed to. But he was taking the pain medications because it made work easier and people more tolerable to him. That's a problem. So we know there's abuse. We know that there are doctors out there writing 360 tablets. We know that. Okay? That has to be limited. But when you have people in real pain, and they've had MRIs, and they've had surgery, and they have issues, and we don't have a means to help get people out of pain, you start limiting what doctors can do for them, and we're going to have some major issues. Now, there are pain centers all over the place. There's people that guarantee that you can have an outpatient surgery, and you'll be pain-free. All right, I'm a little weary about some of those. For some people, maybe it helps. But, you know, you have individuals that have gone to places like this and they said, you know what, it didn't work. So I don't trust any surgeon. I don't trust any orthopod. I don't trust any physician. I don't trust any pain management doctor. And another thing that some of you had opened my eyes to is many pain specialists out there also are cutting back on the pain medicines they write. And we're hearing that there are many pain doctors out there that they don't get paid. Really, when, you know, they write you a prescription for pain medication. But they get paid when they do a procedure. So there are some doctors out there, we're being told, that they don't even write prescriptions. They'll only write you a prescription if you get the procedure. If you're not interested in the procedure, you're discharged from the practice. Now, two schools of thought with that. One is that physician or medical provider could be like, look, I'm not wasting my money or my time. You know, I mean, this is where with Obamacare, I could barely afford to keep my practice open, so I'm going to have to only do the procedures that make me money. Now, you could have, unfortunately, that sort of thinking. All right? Or you have the thinking of, look, I'm going to get in trouble. If I write him 120 prescriptions, I'm going to get in trouble. All right? Because there's more and more state laws. So I will offer a procedure. All right? Instead of just, you know, being a pill mill. And if they don't like that, then they'll have to go somewhere else because I don't want to be a pill mill. I don't want to lose my license. So the patients are now caught between a rock and a hard place. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Rebel, rebel. 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 Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Jeff wants to know why women don't seem to get HIV nor heterosexuals. And actually, he's incorrect. Women do get HIV. And heterosexual HIV infection is rising. It's a huge concern. Let me give you some statistics here. According to AMFAR, Making AIDS History, that goes through many, it's a foundation for AIDS research. They say women account for 1 in 5 new HIV diagnoses and deaths caused by AIDS. They say the proportion of AIDS diagnosis reported among women has more than tripled since 1985. Approximately 1 in 4 people living with HIV infection in the U.S. are women. The vast majority of women diagnosed with HIV contracted it through heterosexual sex. Now remember, back in the 90s, when I did an infectious disease rotation at UCLA, and the majority of the patients were there for HIV, because that was, it was, you know, it was early 90s, and we were taking care of actually mid-90s, and, you know, HIV had been an epidemic that had skyrocketed in the 80s, and we saw more and more people with it. And so in the 90s, we were already working on some new, working with some new retrovirals, and we were definitely making headway, and we were changing the prognosis of many of these individuals. And there was a woman there. She had received HIV through IV drug use, but it was the only woman that whole month I had taken care of. And so it had given us the false sense that HIV was more of an issue in people that had sex with men who had sex with men, as opposed to heterosexual sex between a man and a woman, you know, women using IV drugs, that would be more rare. That's not the case. They say the vast majority of women who have HIV did contract it through heterosexual sex. African Americans constituted 63% of women diagnosed with HIV and AIDS in 2013. African Americans and Hispanics represent 28% of all women in the U.S., but they account for 80% of HIV cases among women. And they say African American women have an HIV prevalence rate nearly 3.5 times that of white women. And around the globe, women constitute more than half of all people living with HIV. Around the globe, women more commonly have HIV than men. And that is according to the Foundation for AIDS Research, AMFAR, A-M-F-A-R. So, in women in the rubyness of years, HIV/AIDS is the leading cause of death. Women are at least twice more likely to acquire HIV from men during sexual intercourse than vice versa. A study in South Africa found that young women who experienced intimate partner violence were 50% more likely to acquire HIV than a woman who had not experienced violence. Hence, many women are getting HIV through rape. In 2014, 73% of pregnant women living with HIV received effective antiretroviral medicines, but that was 73% of pregnant women. In sub-Saharan Africa, women constitute 58% of all people living with HIV. In 2014, almost 62% of all new HIV infections among adolescents occurred in adolescent girls. So this really opens up your eyes to thinking that this is just a very small demographic of the population, and it doesn't affect anybody else. It affects everybody. It affects whites, Hispanics, African Americans, women, men, adolescents. Babies are born with HIV because HIV can be passed through the placenta and passed through the bloodstream. It can also be passed through breast milk. So we don't mess around when it comes to HIV, and you will see HIV/AIDS many times in these articles, and there's a big difference between HIV and AIDS. HIV is the virus. 50% of people with untreated HIV will go on to develop AIDS. AIDS is the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It is a syndrome that you're not genetically born with. It's acquired, and it has to do with your immunodeficiency state because HIV infects the T helper cells, or cells that express CD4, and those are the cells in your immune system. So when the HIV infects the cell, makes the cell turn around and produce more HIV, the cell later dies. It's done. HIV is done with the cell. It's not a very active, healthy immune cell anymore because it's turning around and it's producing HIV. So the cell goes off and dies. So your CD4 counts, which is what we like to watch if you do suffer from HIV, the CD4 counts let us know where you are with your immune status. If your CD4 count drops below 200, you are going to be at risk for AIDS. Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, you are going to be having such an immunodeficiency such that you are going to be getting infections that people that don't have immune deficiency won't get. So certain pneumonias, continual thrush, Kaposi sarcoma. Kaposi sarcoma, where it's a cancer that's actually herpes related. It's a virus that causes cancer. It's very interesting. I think it's herpes simplex 8. So this immunodeficiency syndrome doesn't happen to everybody with HIV. But when it does, the death rate obviously increases. Now, you know, one of you had asked me years ago, look, my viral load, and we'll also watch viral load, not just your CD4 count, but we'll try to, you know, we can now see, you know, looking at your RNA or DNA, we could, you know, look at viral load of HIV, one of you had got your viral load down to where it was nil. And you asked why the medical provider is still making you take your retrovirals, still making you take your medication. And the answer is because you still have HIV. Remember last year they talked about how HIV can hide? HIV can, I guess, hide, acting like it's part of the trash receptacle. It can kind of hide in that area of the cell and not be on an area of the cell that an immune an immunological cell will pick up, I guess. And so people will think it's trash, cellular trash. And HIV knows exactly where to hide in the body and stay alive long enough so when another opportunity arises, it could reactivate. Now, for some people, it may never reactivate, but for some people, it could. You know, Charlie Sheen has been very vocal about his HIV diagnosis, and from what I believe, he's gotten his viral load and his numbers down to undetectable. But he still has it. He could still pass it. He could still spread it. There's been discussion of, well, are these medicines toxic? Should we take drug holidays? Nope. There was a study a few years back saying, no, don't take a drug holiday. The risks are so much worse. You going off your medication and the HIV coming back. Stay on the medications despite side effects. It's better for you. That's what the study said. So, you know, we don't mess around. Now, we used to believe because men who have sex with men are in the highest group, risk group, African-Americans, then whites, then Hispanics, that there was something more to the type of sex they were having than heterosexual sex. All right. However, and where that came from is if the vaginal mucosa is thicker and more more expectant of the type of trauma that comes with sex, having sex rectally causes more bleeding, more cracks, and such that it's a lot easier to transmit. However, many heterosexuals are having anal sex. We're also finding that you don't necessarily have to have a cut in order to transmit it. It could still come with other STDs. It's not necessarily just the location of where the sex is occurring with penetration. All right, does that make sense? In terms of risk factors, if you are uncircumcised, they have also found that could put you more at risk for HIV or spreading HIV because HIV can hide out. If you have other STDs, that's a concern, obviously. And so whenever you are going to the medical provider saying, look, I want to make sure I don't have any STDs, check my AIDS, check my HIV. Okay, we're not checking for AIDS because AIDS is a syndrome, so we're checking for HIV. Make sure they also check herpes. Make sure they check syphilis. Make sure they check gonorrhea. Make sure they check chlamydia. And for women, HPV. 1-877, Dr. Ellen, don't go away.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a North Carolina healthcare system is investigating after a patient who was having blood work done had listed under medical problems in her health chart lesbianism. Christina Rodriguez of Indian Trail said her doctor and the director of Carolina's healthcare system told her the categorization was meant to protect her from being offended. This listed as a medical problem, she says, could really set someone back. could mess with their self-esteem and could make them think something is wrong with them, she said, she told WSOC-TV. She said, it's 2017, it's very normal for people to have a same-sex partner. Rodriguez told the news outlet, her doctor offered to move her sexual orientation from the medical problems section of her record to the general notes area. Carolina's healthcare system released a statement to WSOC-TV and said, it is not an appropriate clinical diagnosis, and we are actively investigating how this information was included. Carolina's healthcare system strongly supports diversity and inclusion in all its interactions with patients, the public, and our teammates, including creating an affirming environment for LGBT patients and their families. Okay. So what is going on here? All right. So for years, okay, we have in the medical field needed to put down a person's sexual orientation. And this, again, started because of HIV. Because of the AIDS epidemic, we in the medical field had to turn around and start asking even more than we had. STDs have always plagued patients, right? And doctors, you know, had to, you know, screen for them and educate. But when it really came to HIV, that's when we had to know what your sexual orientation was. Because prior to that, yes, STDs were rampant in heterosexuals, homosexuals, etc. But we had found an increasing amount of gay men die. And we needed to prevent more gay men from dying. So we needed to identify who was gay, let them know that this virus was out there, educate them on that, educate them on how to protect themselves, and screen. Then we started to realize that it's not just gay men who are being affected with HIV. And just as we talked about in the previous segment, HIV can affect women, it can affect kids, it can infect heterosexuals, it can infect drug users, it can infect non-drug users. So, the issue to me, in my practice, was moot. I didn't need to know if you had sex with women, had sex with men. I couldn't get an honest history out of anybody anyway. If somebody was in a marriage and they were cheating on their wife, were they cheating on their wife with a woman? Were they cheating on their wife with a man? I wasn't going to get that history anyway. Sometimes I could. But I had to assume that everybody was at high risk. Okay? If you have a couple where somebody's cheating, you need to, you know, make sure that everybody involved is protected. It's difficult when you have HIPAA violations. You can't sit there and tell the wife somebody's cheating. Can't do that. Yep. So a spouse could be, you know, unfortunately unprotected. So you have to, if somebody has an actual sexually transmitted disease, the health department gets involved. And the health department makes sure that they contact all their partners so it doesn't spread. So it's a very, very tricky area in medicine. Okay? But I learned that it was easier to just assume everybody's high risk. And I'd tell everybody the same thing. Make sure you're using condoms. Right? If you're having extramarital affairs, you can infect your wife or husband. You need to be screened for STDs. Right? Even if you've been married. I don't care if you've both been married to each other for 10, 15 years, 20 years. Women still need pap smears. They can still have HPV. You still should be screened. What if you got something before you got married? What if one of you was lying? You know, and I hate being that cynical, you know, and pessimistic about, you know, people being faithful with each other. But what I've seen, it used to shock. Now it just seems the norm. And you don't see people in monogamous relationships like they used to be, which means somebody is at risk. So medical providers have had to be very diligent about finding high-risk groups depending on the STD or the disease that they're looking at. We used to have to ask if you were Jewish because we were looking for Tay-Sachs and cystic fibrosis and Crohn's were higher in Jewish individuals. You know, you'll have many doctors go, oh, so you're LDS, you're Mormon? And you'll be like, well, what business is it of yours? Well, because, you know, many people who are LDS, you know, may have a healthier lifestyle. They may, you know, not be, you know, smoking or drinking, etc. But, you know, and I know that, you know, based on a person's religion or based on their creed or marital status, it doesn't mean they're doing exactly that all the time. You cannot assume that just because somebody is a religion or a sexual orientation that they are going to be, doing things the way a stereotype may say. You can't think like that. So I, as a doctor, found that, you know, it's, I don't have to put it in the chart. If you're gay, straight, if you're using IV drugs, yes. Yes. I will. That I need to, you know, but in terms of sexual orientation, for me, that wasn't, you know, important. However, we do still teach that in medical schools. Because, again, it's ingrained that if somebody is having sex with men, they are at higher risk for HIV and now higher risk for syphilis. And I get that. If somebody is not as seasoned in medical treatment and medical care like I am, and they don't make sure there's a charting reminding them to offer frequent HIV testing and syphilis testing, they're going to forget. So we do teach that in the medical schools. Now, charts have areas for notes, etc. But in the paper chart, you would have something called a problem list or a past medical history. So in that problem list or past medical history, it wasn't a problem. What it was a listing that all medical providers would go to take a peek and remind them of what they need to address that next visit. So if somebody had diabetes, you're going to want to address that. If somebody has high blood pressure, you want to address that. If there was a family history of heart disease, you want to address that. If they have cancer, you want to address that. If they are having, if they are males having sex with males, you're going to want to bring up STD screens that have to do with HIV and syphilis. So many medical providers have gotten in the habit of putting the sexual orientation under that medical problem list. But when somebody looks at their chart and under medical problem, it says lesbianism, yeah, they may get upset. They may get concerned. Now, again, it's not supposed to be a racist or biased type of, you know, demarcation. It's, be aware that, you know, this is their sexual orientation. Sexual orientation used to always be a part of the history. It still is. We still teach medical students to get sexual orientation. We still do that. Okay? And I've told you why. Now, somebody could say, but Dahlia, lesbians may be at lower risk for HIV. Maybe they are at lower risk than men having sex with men, but women are still at risk. And another reason why somebody may put lesbianism under a medical problem, under the list to read before you see the patient, is because I can't tell you how many times I had a lady who had some abnormal periods. And a lady would come in with abnormal periods and like, I'm running a pregnancy test. And they'd say, don't you dare, don't be wasting money on that. I don't have sex with men. Alright, and so sometimes they will get insulted. When you bring up, a person could get insulted that you want to do a test. Now, gynecologists, they want to know that you don't have elevated HCG hormone. Whether it's a pregnancy test or whether it's a hormone test, if you're having abnormal periods, we get that test done. Okay, it's not that we don't believe you. But if that medical provider doesn't want to keep running pregnancy tests on somebody who's having abnormal periods, they may put, quote, lesbianism in the chart to remind them that they don't always have to do pregnancy tests. I can't tell you, though, still how many people who were having, who had partners who were female still got pregnant. So, it's still going to take some time before the EHR and the medical system kind of progresses to the point where they don't ask about sexual orientation. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.